is fine. In my mind,
Six Eyes Radio Network Station 1, and we want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press that number 1, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially your request, your comments, or any of those things tonight, as we are going to have an episode of Little House on the Prairie. Brother Six asked me to stand in for him again tonight, as he had some other pressing things to take care of tonight, which I am glad to stand in his presence tonight. And although that is asking a lot to stand in his presence and stand in his shoes, but I'll do my best. So tonight, first off, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
God, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, you and me.
All right. Well, Sister Emily said she might join us. She said she might not. But, hey, we are going to actually just get right into this tonight. Now, this episode tonight is called The Hunters of Little House on the Prairie. Now, for those who doesn't know this episode, I'm just going to give a little detail on it. Not much. Not much. Okay. Basically, everybody who has ever watched Little House on the Prairie has known Laura to be, well, a tomboy, okay? She liked to fish. She wanted to hunt. She wanted to do more of the things boys did, okay? She enjoyed the boy stuff. She enjoyed it, baseball. She enjoyed fishing. She enjoyed whatever, just the boy stuff, okay? The boys things, okay? Not that she realized herself as a boy or any of that. There was that aspect to her that she had, well, you could say a boy side to her that she wanted to do boys things. She was like a tomboy, as they called her. She did, even in the books. Yes, in the books, she had this boy side to her. It is true. So, I mean, that was portrayed in the movies as well as the books. They brought that over very well, that she liked to do the boys' things. And so, in this episode, she had already asked her pa, Charles, several times that she wanted to go out hunting with him, and he had refused. But this time, he finally asks his wife. She had refused all these times, and finally, she caves in and lets Laura go. And obviously, in this episode, something happens, and Pa Ingalls Charles gets hurt. He gets an accident with a gun. And there's, yes, even Six would have enjoyed this, I think, tonight. I'll remind him to go back and listen to this. Because, yes, there's a blind man in the episode who plays a big part in helping Charles, Pa Ingalls, to get the help he needs, the medical help he needs to go get a doctor. This blind guy has to help Laura go get a doctor because he has to go from his cabin up in the woods all the way down to the roadhead to meet Mr. Edwards to go find this, to get a doctor to bring him back to the cabin where Charles is, in order to help Charles because he's been shot. So, and then I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. A cliffhanger. I know you all are like, now that ain't fair. Well, too bad. Stay tuned. Listen to the episode. And that's what we're going to do right now. The Hunters on Little House on the Prairie. Here we go.
go talk to Pa. Why are you putting your stockings in your shoes?
Because I want to. Besides, I always do it anyway.
You do not.
Yes, I do. If I put my stockings on and then put my feet in the shoes, be the same thing as putting my stockings in the shoes. There. How do I look?
Same as when we went to bed. Except for that dumb-looking nightcap.
You don't know anything. I'm taller. Go to sleep.
I was asleep.
Well, it better be darn important.
Oh, it is. I'm getting bigger, Pa. More than a whole ridge bigger.
Well, from the looks of you, you're doing most of your growing on top of your head. Now, you can talk about it tomorrow morning. I want you to get some sleep.
But you're going hunting tomorrow morning. I was afraid I might miss you.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. Edward's taking a freight and run tomorrow. He's going to drop me off at Morgan Creek. I'll walk in from there. Now, come on. Give me a kiss goodnight. I want you to get some sleep.
You like hunting, don't you, Pa?
Well, it's kind of a good excuse to get to the mountains. But the important thing is we need the meat.
You said that I could go when I got bigger.
Well, you can. Maybe next time.
That's what you said last time.
Well, what I meant was when you get older, not bigger.
Well, I am older. And more than a whole inch bigger.
Oh. That's what this is all about, huh?
I'm all caught up on my chores and my schoolwork, too.
I have bunch of know how your ma feels about girls going hunting. In your ma's book, a girl has a lot more important things to do.
But what about in your book?
In my book, you're putting me on the spot.
That's because I want to go.
All right. I'll ask your ma.
Thanks.
We're off to bed now.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Make no difference. Female's a female. Big, little, or in between. Bad luck.
All bad luck, are they, huh?
Well, I guess there's an exception now and again. I knew this Injun was Cheyenne. Used to take his squaw along and hunt trips with him. The fact is, he wouldn't go without her.
He's a real good hunter, huh?
Oh, Skinner. Well, that squaw could skin out and dress 4 or 5 buffalo between lunch and supper.
You think I can put a half pint of skinning?
Well, why not? She's little, but she's strong. What do you think of that half pint?
Yeah.
I got a load to move.
Yeah, we're much obliged for the ride.
Sunday noon, huh?
That's right. If we're not here right away, don't worry about it.
Oh, well, I'll just figure Laura here ain't as quick with that skinning as she ought to be. What do you think of that half pint? Yuck. Here, let me give you a hand with that. There, we'll slip your arm right through there. Oh, whoop, the flap's open back here. Better tie that down. There, how's that feel?
Feels heavier than I expected it.
Oh, well, it's always like that the first day. Help you downhill. There you go. Happy hunting.
Thanks, Mr.
All right, off you go.
Hey, we'll see you Sunday.
Bye.
Mr. Edwards.
Come on. Yeah, let's go.
I think that's silly.
Well,
the being out here, just you and me. It's kind of like both those things. You know what I mean?
I think so. I can remember I used to think silly things when I was little. I'll tell you, I was sure my pa was the strongest man in the world. And I knew my mom was the most beautiful. I mean, she was beautiful like the queens of those countries in Europe and stuff. You're a little bit older, you look at things different. And I can remember the first time in the big woods when I saw your mom. I didn't talk about pretty. She was the prettiest thing I ever...
Ben Shelby, what are you up to?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, we're doing a little deer hunting.
Laura here's going to do the skinning for me.
Well, I could use her myself. I got about 20 miles of trap line to run. Is that a spell?
Hey, is that Grover out there?
Nope, we got company.
Where's that Grover? You've had his dang meat smoked for him for 2 weeks.
He's only a few days late.
Well, it seems longer when I can't have no sugar in my coffee.
Oh, he'll be along. Come on out and meet the company.
Ain't presentable. But if you need anything, I'm here.
Thank you.
Anything except sweet coffee. Can't give you that without no sugar.
Sure does get cantankerous over a little sugar.
Yeah, I wish I could offer you something. We didn't pack it again.
Oh, Glover will be here soon enough. He's the only trader in these parts, so we don't have much choice. We got some good smoked meat if you want to set us, Bill.
I'd like to, but I think we better move on and set up camp.
Well, good hunting to you.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I think I'm all set. Head out as soon as I get a bite to eat. Eat your big slice if you like.
Don't want none.
You haven't had a bite to eat all day.
I said I don't want none.
Suit yourself.
You ought to wait for Glover.
You drive a harder bargain than I do, Paul.
You sure that meat smoked proper long? That fire needs...
Paul, you said yourself the meat's more than ready. Why don't you just come out with it?
Nothing to come out with.
Oh, come on, we go through this every time.
All right. I don't like it here long.
Then come with me.
We go through that every time, too.
Try it just one time at least.
No.
Look, we'll just head up Cedar Creek. If you don't like it, we'll come right back. A day or two at the most.
I told you no. Now, how many times are you going to tell you?
You going to spend the rest of your life in here?
It won't be long.
Oh, what's the use of talking? I ain't even hungry. I think I'll just head straight out.
How long are you going to be?
Well, if I head up Cedar Creek and North Fork, about a week.
Maybe you just run Cedar Creek, huh?
Maybe.
How can a body find his way around places without a trail sign?
Oh, yeah.
remembering a piece of country like a woman remembers the rest of it.
Yeah, little things you see, like that funny little bent over pine we just passed.
There's another thing you can remember. I see the twin trunks on that pine. They call that a schoolmarm tree.
That's funny. Sure doesn't look like Miss Beetle.
I think she'd be happy to hear you say that.
You make it sound easy.
It is easy. Just keep it all wound up in your head, and then when you start back, you unroll it.
Maybe you can unroll it, but in my head, it's all tangled up.
You just stay with me, then. Another hour, we'll be at the creek. We can make camp. Getting lucky early.
You mean a big buck?
This could be. Whatever it is, it's upwind of us and downstream.
Should I go with you, Pa?
Why don't you stay here? Just keep on with what you're doing. Don't be long. Fix you something to eat. Well, there's some biscuits, some bacon, some of your mom's homemade preserves. How's that sound?
I can make flapjacks.
I'll let you do that tomorrow morning.
When are you going to go hunting for a big buck, Pa?
Yeah, we'll eat first. Then we'll hunt out the rest of the day. If we don't have any luck, we'll start out first thing in the morning.
We? You mean I can go?
Well, sure, what'd you think?
Well, I was just thinking about what Mr. Edwards
said. Oh, yeah, fine. Mr. Edwards is just
joshing you. You mean I'm not really bad luck?
I need to get the best luck I ever had.
We're sure to get a big puck, Pa. Pa! Oh, Pa. What did I do?
You didn't do anything. My fault, Ellie. Left the gun loaded. You didn't do anything.
Pa, it's all my fault.
It wasn't your fault. You get that through your head. I left the gun loaded. I want you to listen to me. I want you to go find that horse and bring him back. But you better get me to the trapper's cabin, and I'll be all right. Now you go get him, you hear?
Hey, go get him now, please. Go now.
Two, I don't know, maybe 2-3 days. I'll fetch more water.
he'll be here in the morning. Just rest.
He'll be here.
Well, Brown, we might as well head back. Ain't gonna find more than 3 or 4 skins up the North Fork anyway. Well, of course, we got some company.
Johnson's place.
It looks like you did right well.
Not bad. Hey, I just caught me a mess. Why don't you set and eat?
I don't mind if I do.
As you can see, I was getting ready to eat pretty hearty. Going by Harlan Sands' place tomorrow, and the smell of that man just chokes off my appetite for a week. And if he ever falls in that creek of his, he's going to kill off every fish from here to the Mississippi.
Well, you could go by our place first, you know.
It's not a bad idea. I'll just do that. Just circle around the other way.
I'd appreciate it, too. I was going to head back, but if you'd stop by, I could keep going to North Fork and get her all done.
I'll just do that. Glad to.
Thanks. You know how Pa gets when I'm gone. Make it easier for him. Give him some company.
And give me an extra day or two before I have to smell Harlan Sands. Well, I think we're ready to eat.
Sign of him yet.
bleeding stopped.
What's that, Frank? No sign of any?
Not yet.
Where we are now, up on the rise, south of Viserola, the ridges, a bunch of canyons running through them in all directions. First this bear, then avalanche, then Morgan. Morgan's the one you want. You follow the water. Creek, just below the calves. Cedar Creek. Take it all the way down to the fork.
No. No, not to the fork. You'd miss the saddle. You gotta swing up over the saddle at Marmot Rock.
My head's not clear, I was sure it was a fork.
Well, you'll be taking off to the west. You gotta go south. Make your turn east at Marmot Rock, why, up over the saddle, then down to the meadow.
You remember it all, that it clear?
Yeah. It's in my head. Of course, I can't see nothing, but it's in my head. But the best way, Ben will be here, or Glover. He's overdue. Should have been here. We'd go.
But they're not here. I've got to go.
You could go with her. Could use her eyes.
No. Lord Almighty, I can't tell you how to get out. I couldn't travel that country myself. There's no way in the world. Oh, you'll have to wait for Ben. I couldn't get through the mountains not a million years. You've got to do it. You pick now. You ain't done both lines together this last spring. The band's going to die in there, Ben, because you took that crazy notion to go to North Fork. Four, maybe five skins all you get. All you ever get over North Fork. Five skins for a man's life. And you done it despite me. Because I wouldn't go. I got to get up and go. Can't live the rest of my life around this cabin. All this pestering you to fetch the water up in the creek. I can hear you now. You're blind, Pa, but you ain't dead.
We gotta go together.
You don't know what lies out there between here and that roadhead. You hear on the mountains, girl.
I know. But we gotta.
There's twists and turns and ups and downs and cliffs and hollers and slides and... Gretchen, Well, every kind of country got every right to extend the road in. I'm a fair child.
And be afraid together. We'll make it, Pa.
What do you see, girl?
Kind of an open place. With some big round rocks in the water.
A little fir tree at the foot?
I can't see it.
Are you sure there ain't no little fir tree?
No, sir.
There's got to be a tree. Right at the foot of the rock. Sticks up like a feather in a hat band. Now look sharp, girl.
There's no tree there.
Maybe a flood took it away. And maybe I don't remember right.
Which way now?
Start up. Lead way. The ridge just above us there. It's rocks along the spine. Morgan Creek on the other side.
It's all trees.
No rocks? Like the roach mane of a horse?
Can't see.
Look sharp, girl.
Mr. Shelby, we're in a forest. can't see anything.
Forest.
Big trees.
How big?
There's a fallen right over here.
I saw it. Country changed a lot in 10 years. Now we better go back.
No. What was it like when you were here 10 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Is there forest here?
I don't know. I don't know. We got to go back. Give me your hand now. We got to go back.
No.
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
I can't make it to the road without you, and you can't make it back without me, and I'm not going back.
Anna. Give me your hand. Wait. Wait. Wait for me now. Wait. Child, please. Please don't do this to me, child. Now, child, give me your hand now. Don't do this. Don't you do this to me. Child. Child.
Sorry, Mr. Shelby. That's my paw out there.
Child, I don't know if I'm going right.
We'll know when we reach the top. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. time. Careful now. We're at the top. Mr. Shelby, I can see a creek down below.
Right below us?
Yeah.
A creek. Come on, there's a creek.
Which way is that creek running?
Hard to tell. It ain't really running. What's wrong?
I don't know. Don't sound right. Take me down to the water.
Sure
about nothing right now except this water ain't moving. What are you eating, Morgan? We're in McGee. We're heading west, not south. Must be over the next ridge.
We're sure.
But I was wrong! I told you I ain't sure of nothing. There's only one way to find out.
We need horses, too.
All right, I'll get them. Now, you stay right there.
He's gone. He's bleeding again.
Maybe your boy came back, took him somewhere to get him help.
Well, Ben wouldn't put him on a horse. I didn't know where he took him. He's drinking water. Ground's still wet. He needed water. Got a water bill right outside. Sick as he was, who knows? He could have wandered off.
Spread out and head to the creek.
You can't guess who it is talking. Been a long time, Lord, ain't it? Long time. Yeah. I guess I just got tired of asking you for the same thing. Of course, I guess you must have got tired of having me ask for it, too. Well, I got a surprise for you, Lord. I ain't asking to see this world of yours this time. See, I got a little friend who needs your help more than me, a lot more. Now, it ain't a pa dying that's worrying me. Heck, we all gonna die sometime, but not this way, Lord. Not this way, not so that she blame herself. That kind of guilt is a fireside worse than dying. I know that I got no right to be asking. I know that. I've been thinking some bad things about you. You probably know that. But I did get off my butt and try today.
I tried. I hope that's worth something. Well, I expect you to know soon enough.
Wake that child up. She wants to talk to her pa.
Pat, mind. Yeah, mind your pa's okay.
With Pa for 5 days until the fever was gone, and we could start for home.
Thanks for everything.
For my pleasure.
Forget you for the rest of my life.
I'll never forget you, neither.
Episode of Little House on the Prairie, The Hunters. All right, Ruth, so who do we got with us here at the end?
Well, God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, you and me.
So what'd you think?
I like the way the blind person and Laura just kept going with all that enthusiasm to keep trying to get where they had to go. And, you know, there was ups and downs like anybody has, but I like their enthusiasm to keep, you know, going until they got to the end.
Well, when you think about it, at first, he wanted to just sit there and do nothing, but it was Laura who forced him to, hey, get off your, excuse my French, off your blessed assurance and go, do something. And when he finally realized, hey, he could do something, he did it. And that's what we got to do, is we got to, no matter our inconvenience, hey, forget about the inconvenience. There are things we can do. And that's really the meaning behind this whole episode. Yeah, you have limitations, but there are other things you can do. And if you quit dwelling on the inconvenience, you could perform things that you never thought you could. And, hey, for all you know, you may save a life. And so that's it. With that, since it looks like you have no more other comments, I think we're going to call it evening and just remind everybody of AJ and the Squad, which is coming up at 8:30 right here on Six Eyes Radio Network, Station 2. You call 319-7196. 515-605-9340. 515-605-9340. That's the right number. Get my head straight. So that's the number you call for Station 2, and you'll be able to join AJ and the Squad on Station 2 at 8:30. So God bless everybody, and we will catch you later. God bless everyone.
Nighty-night.